Migration was the theme when the Women's Solidarity Project came to Southall in West London. And migration as an issue is one that affects many people in many countries. Modern humans first arrived in Great Britain in the Paleolithic era, but there were no real records until the Romans came in the 1st century AD. We then had Anglo-Saxons, Vikings, Normans, and in the 19th century people began arriving from the British colonies. The foreign-born population of Britain went from 0.6% in 1851, then 50 years later it was 1.5%, many coming from Eastern Europe and Russia. More recently, since 1945, immigration has come from the Republic of Ireland and from the former British Empire, especially India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. About 70% of the population increase from 2001 to 2011 was due to immigration. Much of the immigration from India began in 1947, when the country was given independence, though there were many Indians living in the UK before that. Similarly, people from Pakistan came over in large numbers following independence and the partition of India and Pakistan. There was also a large number of people from what was East Pakistan, now Bangladesh. In 1961, Southall claimed to have the highest number of Indians living in the community, though people living in Southall now would refer to the population of Punjabis, people from the Punjab, and the majority are Sikhs. The Punjab, land of the five rivers, is an area that stretches across India and Pakistan, and generally people identify as Sikhs or Punjabis. It's said that the Sikh community came to Southall when the personnel manager of a large rubber works was visited by a Sikh he met during the war. He gave him a job and soon his friends joined him. The community then grew rapidly and now many people are working at London Heathrow Airport a few miles down the road in a wide number of support jobs for the airport, from security, cargo handling, catering and the many other jobs needed in one of the world's largest airports. Although Punjabis are the main ethnic group in Southall, the majority being Sikh, there are also many Hindus and Muslims from India and Pakistan, and a few from Bangladesh and East Africa. Over three-quarters of Southall residents are of Asian origin. More recently, Somalis have moved into the area, and Sikhs from Afghanistan. The Punjabi Centre was founded in 1997 to promote Punjabi culture, language and history. It runs a number of projects, mainly Desi Radio, a Punjabi community radio station led by volunteers, the majority of them women. Its aims are to raise awareness of the culture, build a cohesive identity for the community, and promote diversity and multiculturalism, as well as building links to other cultures and encouraging integration. An important part of the centre is organising cultural activities and celebrating annual festivals like Vaisakhi and Tiyan, both important parts of the Punjabi heritage. There are also regular dinner dances, a way of bringing people together in celebration and also a way of raising funds for the charity. They're always sold out. We've run a number of projects in recent years sponsored by the UK's National Lottery Fund in support of heritage. Tia, a dance festival for women and girls at the time of the monsoon, and another on Fulkari, the colourful hand-stitched embroidery, an art in danger of becoming a lost one. Most recently, we had a project on songs of separation, the laments for people separated by death or by immigration. These projects, together with the radio training the centre offers, helps to empower many women in the area who would otherwise be socially and culturally isolated. Immigration now in Southall is different. It's a key political issue nationally, and people wishing to come to the UK from the Punjab face obstacles. Anyone who wants to bring a spouse from the Punjab must show that they earn at least £18,000 a year, just over €20,000, and have their own accommodation. This, of course, applies to anyone from any country, not just the Punjab. But restrictions mean that even people wanting to visit for wedding parties can have their visas to visit refused. No system is perfect, and immigration will always be a contentious issue. And it's a brave government that can tackle changing the system.
This broadcast has been produced with the financial assistance of the European Union. The contents of this broadcast are the sole responsibility of Front Solidaritet, the Cyprus Community Media Centre and the Punjabi Centre Desi Radio. and can under no circumstances be regarded as reflecting the position of the European Union.